This is the Composer's Datebook for July 20th. I'm John Burge. In the summer of 1972, five burglars broke into the offices of the Democratic National Committee at the Watergate office complex in Washington, D.C. And soon the term Watergate came to signify a political scandal that nearly led to the impeachment of then-President Richard Nixon. But if you had said Watergate to someone in D.C. in July 30 years earlier, you were probably referring to a series of outdoor concerts by the National Symphony Orchestra, whose Watergate concerts were held on the banks of the Potomac near the Lincoln Memorial. These concerts presented a mix of old and new music, classical favorites, and recently composed works by American composers. For example, on today's date in 1945, the weather in D.C. was clear and warm when Alexander Smolins conducted a Watergate concert that included the recently composed suite from Aaron Copland's ballet Rodeo, and Newsreel, an orchestral suite by William Schumann. Schumann's suite was inspired by the popular newsreel features shown at movie theaters in the 1930s, a time when radio ruled, and if people wanted to see footage of faces and places in the news, they had to turn to the movies, not CNN or the internet. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in conjunction with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.